Hello, and welcome to the devotional podcast with Every Nation NYC. My name is Nathan. The next 10 minutes or so are all about you connecting with God. So no matter where you are, let's take some time out to turn our heart toward God, hear His voice, and connect with our Father. Father, we look to You. We turn our heart and attention to You, laying aside every distraction and everything that would hold us back from encountering You right now. Holy Spirit, thank You that You're inside of us, that You're speaking to us and guiding us. Jesus, thank You that Your grace covers our sin that would separate us from the Father. God, we look forward to meeting with You. In Jesus' name. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to You. O Lord, hear my voice. Let Your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If You, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with You there is forgiveness, that You may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption, and He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. At some point in our life, we can all identify with the psalmist. When he cries out from the depths, out of a place of desperation and darkness, we cry out to God. Amazingly, even from the depths, God's ear is attentive, and He has mercy on us. But even if our life is not currently gloomy, this psalm still holds deep relevance for us. We all want to advance, to reach higher places in our life. And in order to advance, we place our hope in things. But we have to take stock. Have we replaced our ultimate hope in God with hope in the many other good things that life offers? Perhaps we hope in a promotion, or something good will happen in our family, or a particular achievement. Here, in the depths, the psalmist turns his attention away from his circumstances and onto the one thing that can change them. Out of the depths, I cry. He focuses all of his attention, all of his power and resources onto God above. He lifts his eyes out of the depths and he cries. And his first cry is not for help. It's for mercy. Help would imply that in some way he deserves it. Mercy simply means that in order for You to even hear my prayer, God, to hear my cry, I'm going to need something undeserved from You first. The good news is God is rich in mercy, and He has undeserved forgiveness for us. Because of this, there is no reason for us not to turn our hope toward Him. While we may have failed in other areas of our life, there is one who will never fail us, our steadfast God. Thus we can join with the psalmist, setting our anxious and waiting hearts on the only one who can help us, on the one who can forgive us and rescue us from the depths. When we wait and hope in God, when we fix our attention and adjust the expectations of our hearts away from all of the other hopes onto our ultimate hope, this is no waste of time. Or just sitting around. We're doing the hard work of lifting our hearts on to a bigger, better hope. And we watch and we wait more than the watchman hopes and waits for the dawn. So even if you're not in the depths just now, this is a great moment to lift our eyes and set our hopes on the one who truly deserves our hopes, our merciful and forgiving God. And if we are in the depths, there's no better time than now to lift our eyes and refocus our hearts and find faith and hope in the unfailing God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we want to join with You in doing the hard work of setting our hope and expectations on You. Lord, forgive us for where our hearts and our eyes have wandered off of looking to you for our hope. We recognize today our need for mercy, and we thank you, Lord, that you are rich in forgiveness and mercy towards us. We turn our heart to you. We set our expectations upon you. We look to you, and we long to see your work unfold in our life. God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. You are more faithful than the morning, and so our hope is more secure than even the watchman. Bless your name. Amen. Over the next few minutes, I encourage you to spend some time with God. Perhaps start with this simple prayer. Father, I want to hope in you. Would you show me where my hope has drifted from you and how I can hope in you? Thank you for taking some time out of your day to connect with God. My hope is that you've been able to hear directly from Him and get to know Him a little better. You've been listening to the Devotional Podcast with Every Nation NYC. For more resources and podcasts, please find us at everynationnyc.org/media.